Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Da-da.
Da-da.
What the hell happened to you, man?
You made it. It's a Friday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Good, man. Your voice usually doesn't sound that bad till Sunday morning.
How's it going, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
Shut up. I will explain in a second. It's 36 degrees right now. It's gonna end up being pretty nice today, 56 degrees.
Yeah, not bad. Sunny, I think, too, right?
Rain coming around 2 o'clock. It'll be sun on and off, some cloudy.
Never mind.
My voice clearly indicates it will be a cloudy day today. Okay, let me explain what happened. So if you were listening at the end of the show yesterday, like right around like 8 o'clock, my voice started going.
Yeah.
And this is unique. My voice, I have a very powerful voice.
Well, you're loud.
Well, yeah,
you're just loud.
There's that.
That would be a powerful voice.
No, there's authoritative. There's like, this is CNN.
I didn't say authoritative. I said powerful.
We do the meats. You're just loud.
I could do the Arby's commercial today. We have the meats. No, So somebody told me that I have like an extra thing here in my throat.
What?
That allows me to go longer and be
Who
louder.
Who told you that?
It was a doctor years ago.
Wait, you have? What do you mean you have something what? In your
something
throat?
About my
like a reed?
I don't know. Something about my throat is different where I am able to be louder.
I've never heard of this condition.
Look, I didn't know. I just thought everybody.
I got an extra throat.
So you got like something in your throat.
I don't know what. It was explained to me when I was a kid.
All right.
Okay. Right?
But anywho. So I was telling you guys I could feel my voice starting to go, and I never lose my voice. So I was asking you guys at the end of the show yesterday, like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
And you guys were no help.
No, well, we gave you a suggestion, but you
tea. Have some tea.
I said a little hot toddy, a little whiskey.
Okay, so
soothe it.
So after, thank you for turning me up, Gibby. So after the show, I had to go get an oil change at the Ide Family dealership.
Okay.
And I get out of the car and I go to speak to the guy behind the counter and I have no voice. It's gone.
No.
It is completely gone.
Man, what a good day for him.
And of course, while I'm there, Rich Ide comes in.
And the big
like,
man.
He's like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, I can't talk to you.
Your spokesman can't talk.
So I get that done and I'm in full panic mode because, like, I'm just reaching back and there's nothing there.
Sometimes you just got to rest your voice.
Okay, so, but here's the thing, like when it's laryngitis, which I don't know what it is, right? Like that could take like days, a week, right? All right, so I take my nap, I get up, my wife is working in Clifton Springs yesterday. She does one day a week at Clifton Springs.
Mm-hmm.
And I text her, I go, I have no voice. And she goes, call me. And I go, hey, can't do that.
Yeah, with the no voice.
Exactly, no voice or anything. So she's like, FaceTime me. Again, we have the miracle of text messaging.
Yeah.
so I can just simply type out with my thumbs. I'm like pantomiming to my wife what is wrong.
All right.
Right. So my wife, God bless her, I love her to death, she goes into full savior mode. Because I'm convinced there's no way I'm going to be able to go on the air today. Like, it's like 5 o'clock last night. I can't make noises with my throat. So my wife's like, all right, you go in here. There's a lozenge here. There's a powder here. She starts going ancient Jamaican secret on me, right? So she has me take some stuff before she gets home. She gets home. She's also going to take my daughter to hockey all the way out in Fairport, but she's like, I got time. So she starts, pot starts boiling, spice over
she's
here.
She's concocting stuff.
Yeah, you got it, right? Like, it's crazy stuff going on. It's just hot, steaming. She's like, drink this. I was like, what's in it? She's like, shut up.
How rough?
It was nice.
All right.
There probably was, felt nice if your throat hurt.
I know there was whiskey in it. I know there was whiskey.
Yeah. Here you go. Yeah.
But somehow.
Old Tommy remedy.
Like, even going to bed, I'm like, I was confident I was going to come in today and be like, you guys talk, and I'll just sit here. But it worked.
You go.
It worked.
Yeah.
Kind of.
So I mean, did you bring the stuff in to keep drinking it?
Well, no, because it has to be, like, prepared.
Well, can't you just, like, heat it up upstairs?
I guess I didn't. Well, it's got whiskey in it.
minus the whiskey.
Yeah, and?
Well, no, I think the whiskey plays a valuable role in the healing remedy.
Yeah.
What am I going to do?
It always does.
I'm going to sit here and drink.
Careful what you say. He's going to use take that and run
with
it.
Oh, it's probably got a little taste of booze.
Well, you know my wife. She's made drinks for you before.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
So everything she makes is kerosene, man. Yeah. No, but I can't sit here and sip on whiskey for 4 hours.
I mean, like,
what am I, the country station?
Doesn't, like, just, like, the warm drink help?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's interesting.
Are you drinking Coca-Cola?
I know. That can't help.
I'm drinking Coca-Cola, not Coca-Cola. Is that, what is
Coca-Cola?
That, the Southern American version? You like a Coca-Cola?
You drinking Coca-Cola?
I can't even
You
do...
should be drinking soda,
oh,
man. That's like
you,
the worst
dad?
Thing for
what
you.
You my dad?
I don't think it's going to help.
Acidy, carbonated
acidy.
Brown water down your throat.
Acidy. What is? What's alcohol?
It's not acidy.
Yeah, it is.
It's alcoholic.
Isn't acid? Isn't alcohol acidic?
No.
Whiskey?
No. It burns different.
There was something citrusy in my concoction.
Well, she probably put citrus in it.
Oh,
but
yeah,
that's
probably.
Acid.
I always
or
said
lemon.
That's acid.
Yeah. All right.
Idiot. Shut up.
Enjoy your gargling with your Coca-Cola.
Well, you know what really would have helped this morning, Kimmy?
What's up?
Would have been a like chai tea that really would have helped.
Yeah.
If only there was someone that had stopped and gotten coffee.
I didn't know your throat was
really?
Out.
Oh, you asked me the first second I walked in because you saw my video.
You had
on
a whole
Instagram
menu of
night.
Stuff.
You bitch ass bitch. And I almost texted you, but I was worried you weren't going to stop.
No, you should have told me.
No, because I didn't want you to stop on my account because I'm not a selfish.
No, because it's Friday. I always.
No, because you said after your vacation to go see family,
you
weren't
just,
doing it anymore.
You faked us out.
Can't do it.
I was broke, but I had a little extra, so I told Kimmy. I was going to pick up Starbucks today.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing.
What's that?
If I would have asked you, you would have never.
I don't think they do
down.
Chi. Isn't that like an Indian drink?
Chai?
Chai, chi?
Did you say chi?
Chi.
Yeah, chi.
Chai chi?
Now you need a glass of salsa.
No, they have a bunch of different teas.
I don't know.
Yeah. Chai
I know
tea.
I know they're big on coffee.
Chai latte, chai tea would have been really nice. That would have been great.
I don't know if that's good for your throat, bro.
Dude, I am positive the chai is good for your throat.
Why didn't you drink it?
Well, because there's nowhere open when somebody has to get in and do the damn show.
Well, you could have got it yesterday.
Before the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald walks in. What is that sweater, you bitch?
He's convinced us that he's worn it before, but I can't recall.
Well, I haven't worn it. It's a turtleneck sweater, but I usually have something over it.
Sure, sure, sure. Are you sure you didn't wear it when we didn't see you when you were on an Irish fishing boat in 1843? Are you sure that's not when you wore it the first
time? It was a hard day to figure out how to dress.
What are you talking about, man?
It's quite chilly.
It's chilly, then it's hot.
Uh-huh.
This room is cold, but the hallway's warm.
Doesn't make any sense.
No, this whole place is off.
Going back to the whole voice thing, right? Obviously, if I don't have a voice, I can't do my job.
Yeah.
In fact, it's the only part of my body that if it wasn't functioning, I can't do my job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I can do this job with no arms.
Sure.
I could do this job with no legs. I could do this job with no eyes. Like, literally, the only thing I need in my entire body is my voice.
Sorry, it doesn't really sound bad.
It hurts a lot.
It just sounds low.
Thank you. I'm trying to be, does it sound sexy? Is this doing it for you?
Very baritone today.
All you ladies out there in radio land.
You sound like Barry White.
Mm.
Kind of like Barry White. Soulless Barry White.
My darling, I can't get enough of that sweater,
you sound like,
baby.
You sound like Barry actually white.
But like...
Barry white guy?
Yeah. Right.
Every person, whatever it is you do for a living, there is one body part that you absolutely 100% need.
It's key.
And I'm curious because I kind of feel like an idiot. Like, you know, I've been sick all week just with whatever I picked up at that Bills game, right? But I should have been taking better care of my voice this week, and I didn't. Like, are other people conscious of taking care of that one body part they need to earn a living for themselves?
I guess they do, right? Well, I mean, especially, if they, everything counts on it.
Well, like, let's say you work with your hands. Do you go out of your way to try and protect your hands with things that you do outside of your job? Like, let's say you, you know, you're a contractor. Your lower back is important. Do you go out of your way to take care of your lower back? Or as soon as you punch out every week or every day, are you just like, screw it, whatever?
I guess that most guys don't.
Okay. Well, it's not just
deal
men.
With the consequences.
No, I get women probably do that more than men because women seem to take care of themselves better than men in general. That's why they go 10 years longer than we do in base.
But you never think about, like, I hadn't thought about it until last night. I've been doing this job now almost 20 years. Mm. Like, it had not occurred to me, like, if my voice doesn't work, I can't do my job. So maybe I should stop talking so much while we're not in front of a microphone.
Okay, there you go.
Yelling like an idiot.
Running your goddamn mouth. Maybe not going door to door before the show, sticking your head in, wondering what's going on today on your show. Maybe don't do that.
Oh, is that the problem? Well, is that what the problem is?
And lay off the Diet Coke.
Shut up, man. Lay off the Diet Coke. Lay off the Diet Coke.
That can't feel good on your throat.
It's got to burn.
I need the caffeine, man. What am I going to do?
Unless, have a cup of coffee.
Unless somebody wants to. What?
Tea.
Well, so here's the other thing.
Yeah, they have tea upstairs.
I don't drink tea normally. Yeah, I know. You know. So I'm at the Eyed Family Dealerships yesterday, and one of my favorite perks of the service at the Eyed Family Dealerships when my oil is getting changed, they have like this bar of like snacks and drinks.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like bottled water and coffee.
Yeah.
So the guy, really nice guy who's taking care of me, he goes, listen. There's a Keurig with a whole bunch of different teas.
Oh.
I don't want the caffeine because I got to take a nap. So they had like a mandarin orange tea.
Okay.
It took me 3 goes at the Keurig because I've never made coffee at a Keurig.
You just put the cup in, you close it, and hit it.
Sounds that easy, right?
What else do you do?
So they had 5 sizes, and I kept picking the wrong size. So like the first one, I just pressed the button, and it came out. It was like...
Oh, what size cup of brew you
have? But it was like the most concentrated. I take a sip, and I'm like... it was literally like licking... the ass of the leaf of tea.
Oh, God.
But, like, I hate tea. Tea's awful.
Yeah, I can't stand. I never get people that buy tea out.
Right?
What a waste of money.
Well, okay, that's not what I'm saying. I get it. Like, if you like it or you need it for the... Yeah.
It's just murky waters. It doesn't do
anything.
Isn't
that, like, I mean, you can make the same argument that's coffee.
Coffee's got something
murky
to it.
Water.
No, but coffee's got a little kick.
Yeah, but so some it teas have caffeine, there. Too.
Nobody looks cool drinking tea.
I don't know. Like, what about, like...
I don't know. I like tea.
Like, beatniks?
And you ain't cool.
Beatniks drink coffee, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They drink espressos and stuff like that.
Yeah, guys who look really cool.
With them little cups.
Find me this... Hey, excuse me. I'd like something to drink, but I'd like it in the smallest container possible.
Of all time.
Hello, do you have a thimble that you plug the holes in that I could drink out of, please? Chris writes a show. Duffy NWCMF says, a show would be better if you couldn't talk. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate that.
But. How am I the only healthy one in this room?
I don't know. I'm convinced that, like, Pat and I are just, like, getting blasted with, like, mold or something.
Well, I'm in the same room.
And you are, like, somehow, where you are positioned, you're not getting it. Because we have gotten the weirdest sicknesses. And you just, I don't think there's ever been a day where you're sick.
I'm 30 years older than you two.
Yeah, you're old.
Yeah.
And you two have had every... Old person illness.
I don't know. I can't explain it.
Oh, no,
the last time I've heard all of these illnesses with my parents.
There are 2 very easy explanations.
Heart conditions. You had a
both
heart
of us,
monitor.
Yep.
Shingles.
Both of us had shingles.
I have Tourette's.
Scurvy. I had scurvy.
Scurvy.
So there's an easy explanation, 2 very easy explanations. 1, you don't do anything. You come in for 4 hours and you go home. You have no children.
But that's what a job is.
You
also don't interact with anybody.
Yep, you don't do that. Yeah. So I'm saying,
like, even when you're here, you're in and out, you don't talk to coworkers.
No,
you don't breathe the same air as anybody else.
You don't have a mortgage. Like, you have no stress in your life. You can do whatever you want.
There's one more thing.
What's that?
You know what it is.
It's not the alcohol. Not
saying, man. It's a game changer.
Kimmy's a drunk.
I'm not drunk.
She used to be a drunk.
But
she's a beer drunk.
Drunk ass drunk. The second thing is, and I'm convinced of this. No one can tell me any different. You don't have a soul. Like, you don't, you have no feeling.
I have feelings.
No, you don't have feelings.
You put your head on your pillow and you just go to sleep.
Yeah. I do.
Like, so, you have no sleepless nights.
No, I don't.
So it's
nothing bothers you.
Yeah.
You know, like, sometimes you say something dumb during the day and you just keep replaying that conversation in your head, like, man, why did I say that? Or why did I do that? Or why did that person say that to me? Like, you just turn that off.
Like that's, every night you should be wondering, why yes. did I say that out loud?
So my wife will even, because, you know, she listens when the bee's on break, and she'll say, like, and I forget I said that stuff. Mm. And then
it's
when
amazing.
She says it back to me,
yeah,
like when I hear it back to me, I go, well, that wasn't very nice. That wasn't.
But like,
that's your husband talking like that?
It's very possible you do have heart problems and have had shingles and all of these things. It's just you.
They just die.
No. They exist. You just don't feel it because you feel nothing.
I might just poop them out.
No, it's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
Frank writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF. He says, sounds like Duffy Snuffleupagus. Snuffleupagus from.
Yes, I know.
Mm-hmm.
The big elephant.
Big thing. Old hairy elephant. Who was an invisible friend? Until they realized kids would be afraid to tell their parents if they were being molested, so they had to make him a real friend.
Oh,
because nobody believed them.
I did not know.
Snuffleupagus existed. Yeah, I wish I hadn't said that out loud.
Yeah, thanks for that.
It's a real fact.
Though. My wife will remind me of it when I go home.
We have a dynamite. Everybody be cool.
Yeah, come on and save your voice.
I can't. I got to talk
to
the next
in general, people. Just shut
no,
up.
No, save the.
All of you, shut up.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Election season has come and gone in Monroe County.
We're all done.
The folks that won their elections, they start to put together their teams and get ready to make the difference they plan on making in the community.
Do your job.
Folks that lost the election, well, they sit back, they regroup, and they figure out if, you know, politics is for them.
Go to Loser Island, baby.
Loser Island, where Tommy's sailing wearing that sweater. But there is one race where neither of the competitors have the ability to do that right now.
So is it a draw?
It's not a draw, but it's not able to be called yet.
Oh.
And if I'm someone, one of these guys, I am mad at several of my friends right now.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break with Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. One race in Monroe County from Tuesday's Election Day.
Who's left?
Is still far too close to call.
All right.
The town supervisor out in Webster, that race, has yet to be determined. Oh. You got two guys. 37-year-old Alex Scialdone. I'm sorry if I said that wrong.
Scialdone.
S-C-I-A-L-D-O-N-E. I'm from Gates. I should know this. I don't know how to say it. I'm sorry, Alex. Versus 63-year-old Sean T. Hanna. And you know he's serious.
Sean T. Hanna?
Yeah. Because he used a middle initial.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I think he won Watkins Glen one year.
So right now, the 37-year-old Scialdone leads by 7 votes.
Well, then he won.
No. So, first of all, there is a margin of victory that is so small it automatically triggers a recount.
Okay. Oh, so it's okay.
But that's not what's brought up here. So there were 11,000 votes cast in this election,
right,
and it came down to 7 votes. But the story in the DNC now says they have to count what are called affidavit votes and absentee ballots.
Oh, so they're like the mail-in stuff?
You got it.
Okay.
And with absentee ballots, they only have to be mailed by Election Day, so they have to wait up to a week for them all to come in before they can count them. Quick sidebar. I know we are a show that takes voting very seriously, right? But to send an absentee ballot for the Webster Town Supervisor race.
Seems like you're asking a lot.
How many of those could exist?
There could be none. In any town.
Well, I mean, I guess it would be, Aunt Kimmy, you're voting for everything in Monroe County, right?
Yeah, so it's just true. One big. But wouldn't you already have that?
Well, no, because you can send it on Election Day.
No, but I'm saying, like, all right.
As long as it's postmarked by Election Day,
so,
it counts.
It could take a few days.
Okay. I mean, maybe it's people deployed that would, you know, you want to
could be that, or people that live, like, out of state part of the year.
That
like
would be an absentee ballot, But you're even well, if you're
a
snowbird.
Is there a difference? What's a mail-in ballot?
An absentee. All right. So absentee ballot is both of them.
All right.
Mail-in ballot is what we're describing. I believe an affidavit ballot is they don't have your information, but they should have your information to vote. So you give an affidavit saying, I live here, and they go and check it out. Right. So your vote can count. I think I'm saying that
right way. All
right.
So you got the slow vote still coming in.
You got it. I got a guy with a slow vote. We could do that song today. My voice is ready.
Yeah, you're ready for it.
Each of these guys who are 7 votes apart in Webster, they have to have a handful of friends who just didn't vote, right?
They could be.
Are you allowed to be mad at them right now?
Well, yeah, but you may also, they may know some things about you that they don't like and they don't want you in office.
Okay.
Right? No, I mean, I like you as a friend. I mean, I got buddies. You got buddies through our years. I would never, ever vote for these piles of crap.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. All right,
good drinking, buddy.
Let me ask this question.
Yeah.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I'm going to start with Kimmy because she's the most normal person.
No, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Go ahead. I'll sit over here quietly.
Kimmy,
yeah.
Do you assume if you were to run for office, everyone you know would vote for you?
I mean, I think that is the assumption going into it. Well, I think that's where you get that confidence to run from, right?
Oh, that's a
like,
good
I don't think I would run if I didn't think people that are close to me would vote for me.
Okay. Because that can't be the case, though, right?
Partly ego-driven, but yeah, I would think, like, my closest family and friends are going to be there to support me.
Okay, but I mean, look, like Tommy said, I can like somebody and disagree with a lot of the
things.
Or
think you could do the job.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, not even I disagree. Maybe I just don't think you have the aptitude or the brains to do it.
Sure. No, like, you're one of my best friends. I'd hang out with you 24/7 if we could, right? But, like, there's no way I'd vote for you for any office ever.
I don't think I've had any close friend.
Mm-hmm.
That could handle these jobs. Close friend.
Boy, that hurts. That hurts my feelings.
Like, they were so dumb and inept.
Wait.
They just ran their goddamn
mouth.
How's
that different from any other politician, buddy? Am I right?
So you think you could run?
No. I don't think I could be a politician, but I think that I would have thought you would have voted for
Believed in him enough.
I might vote for you as a joke.
But that's not how you should vote.
I can joke.
Why would
vote.
It be a joke?
You
know,
you should never count.
By the way, have they counted all the joke votes?
They have not counted the joke votes.
Because those got to come in with the absentee
votes.
They
haven't done the jokey joke votes. 252 WCMF.
Think of all the humps we have known, man.
No, I know. We know humps that ran for office.
We know humps that have college educations and run businesses. I wouldn't give them a minute.
You know what's funny? Now that I'm thinking about it, knowing someone personally, I think that's a
it
negative.
It
hurts you.
Yeah.
Because you know their past.
No, you know what's falling out of their mouth when they've been drinking.
Yeah. Sure.
I don't know if I've ever voted for anybody that I've known personally.
I have.
You have?
Yeah. On the old show.
Was that on the joke ticket, Tom?
It was on the joke ticket because on the old show, Doreen, Weeze's wife, she ran for, I believe it was some kind of Webster thing.
Okay.
And
you are way to honor all the folks that fought for us to have the ability to choose. I voted, even though I shouldn't have, for this person who ran for a thing.
For a thing.
Tommy Mulay, America.
Some kind of like council thing, you know what I mean? But she was on the ballot, and she lost, but I did vote for her. Okay. So that's the only time I've ever voted for somebody where I actually knew them. Mm. And I didn't even know what she was going to do.
Wait, she said it out loud. You weren't paying attention?
Not really.
252 WCMF.
You know how that show was, man. It was a crapshoot every day.
Yeah, nobody listened. 252 WCMF.
Nobody listened when they were suing us.
The Webster Town Supervisor race is still too close to call. Out of almost 11,000 votes cast, they are 7 votes apart.
Damn.
They now have to count affidavit and absentee ballots. We won't know at minimum, at least for another like 5 days, who won this election, which also has to suck for these two guys that are.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That's got to be torture. Because, again, if it's just coming down to a few votes, I mean, you have to feel like I could have done a little bit more.
Yeah, that what if?
Yeah.
Not to mention, everyone you run into is going to be
shook
like,
a few more hands.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
it could
like,
come down
been
to a tie.
Seen a couple more times. I don't know.
It could come down to an actual tie. Yeah. If it's that close now, you get these votes in.
Yeah.
I wonder if they have one of those weird things, you know, when it's a tie. It's either like you got to like split a deck of cards. Because there are some towns where it comes
weird
down
rules.
To. Get the playing cards out.
Flipping a coin.
Is that the right way to do it?
No.
Well, how else would you do it?
How about let's just start again?
Well, no, because if it comes back exactly the same?
Well, let's try it. Let's at least exhaust the vote before we go down to parlor tricks.
But here's the problem.
Next thing you know, the Fringe Fest is breaking out here.
Here's the problem, though. It costs money to have an election, like a lot of money.
I know. So it's a deck of cards. You bought a deck of cards lately?
No, I mean,
get the town cards.
I don't know. I don't know how. What other way? You can't have another full election.
So you like coin flip?
Well, I don't like it, but I'm trying to think of a better way to do it. How else would you draw straws? Coin flip, deck of cards. I mean, what other?
Just
way?
Have to come down to chance.
Yeah, it's a game of chance now, though. Now, like you're supposed to take elections seriously.
Yeah,
and every vote matters until it's a tie, and then we're just gonna flip a coin. Which kind of negates the whole
rock
the vote.
Every vote did matter to the point where it tied.
Yeah, but now you're going to elect somebody on a coin toss.
No.
Which kind of like...
Well, would you rather have one person make the decision or a committee
make
the decision?
I say a revote.
But to Pat's point, what if it... I mean, it could potentially come up a tie again.
But think about elections in the history of this country that were that close.
Sure.
If you would have flipped a coin, how bad it would have been.
Well, but you can also make an argument that there have been elections like that where a coin was essentially flipped, right? Because you look at, let's talk about Bush Gore back in 2000.
Yeah.
Right? Like it came
the
down,
hanging Chad.
It came down to a court case in Florida, and it was, 3-5 people that decided for the entire country?
Well, I'm thinking, too, like Nixon Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was like, people don't realize how close that election was. Can you imagine that?
No.
You would have gotten an early dick. You would have got a 60 dick, a 1960 dick.
Instagram messages coming in. Duffy and WCMF, easiest way to get us.
What?
Adam writes, rock, paper, scissors, best 2 out of 3. That at least gives, at least you have.
1, 2, 3, shoot.
You find out who has the better mind. When it comes to outsmarting, bless you, Kimmy.
Thank you.
Rock, paper, scissors.
How about darts?
A game of chess?
Well, no, because what if I don't know how to play chess?
Chess takes forever, man.
Chess takes forever.
It does, man. Remember the Russians used to play for like days?
Yeah.
I say
game
darts.
Of trivia?
Trivial Pursuit.
Well, no, I'd be okay with like how government works trivia.
Oh, there you go.
But no, what if I can't play? I love how you're anti-cards, but darts is okay?
Well, then you'd either have to do, you could do Jeopardy.
Government Jeopardy.
How about we
government
all
Jeopardy.
Vote on what game you play?
Well, no, because now we got to have another election. Why not just vote for him over again?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we will find out in a couple of days, the folks out in Webster, who your town supervisor will be.
Buckle up.
By the way, if you're the guy that's ahead by 7 votes, do you feel good or do you feel bad?
I would be nervous that it could wipe you out.
Would you rather be from behind?
Yeah. Maybe, because then you can at least start to accept it, the potential of losing.
But Joseph got a chance.
Yeah. Well, they both have a chance.
True.
But that's all it is, a chance.
Game of chance.
All right, so write it down. If it comes to something tight, Tommy
super tight.
Always wants it from behind.
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What's going on?
They're back. At least it's what it feels like.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
That two-game losing streak for the Buffalo Bills is in the rearview mirror after two dominant performances and one against the greatest team of this generation. Mm-hmm. And this week, we get our first look at what this team might really be. Is it a team designed to beat one squad out of Kansas City? Or is it a team that is ready to go on another run?
Nice.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Bills, Dolphins, 1 o'clock, live Sunday right here on 96.5 WCMF. I will be at Bill Gray's in Chi-Lai.
Damn, look at
come
that.
See if I have to do sign language to give away all of the...
You really enjoy your Sunday at Bill Gray's now.
Delicious food, fantastic drink, and possibly a mute me. We'll see you at Bill Gray's on Sunday, 1 o'clock, for the Bills-Dolphins game with your friends from CMF. And Tommy,
yeah.
In a matter of 14 days, the two-game losing streak that had Bills fans ready to fire everyone feels like ancient history.
Yeah.
This team has looked unstoppable on both sides of the ball in Carolina and against the Chiefs at home. Kansas City especially, that defense shut Patrick Mahomes the F down.
Yeah, and it's a beat-up defense.
Yeah. Sunday, a road tilt against a divisional foe. And you have to have this game. You cannot drop this game.
Yeah.
Kimmy, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most fearful, where are you right now with this Bills-Dolphins game on Sunday?
Oh, you gotta have it.
You're not Kimmy. I asked Kimmy first.
I feel like ever since that two-game lose streak, I'm always a little weary. Okay. So I'm going to put it at about a 4.
You're a 4. Even with all the injuries, you're still only at a 4.
Yeah.
All right. Tommy, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most terrified, where are you fear-wise for this Dolphins game on Sunday?
Like they can't handle it?
Yeah, the Bills.
They should be a mop. Get the mop out.
So what's the number?
There ain't no number. 0.
0. You have no fear going into this.
They should tear this team up.
Okay.
I mean, Josh owns the Dolphins. That's been the thing.
Yeah. He didn't play great against them earlier in the season.
But they won.
They did win. Yeah. It was a lot closer than we remember.
But they were shaky. Now they're supposed to be, his footing's back, his timing's down now.
I also can't figure out what the Dolphins, if they're motivated, if they've given up, I don't know what that team is right now. Are they just so deflated that it's just a wall, like the rest of the season, just, we'll give it our best? Or are they like kind of motivated to like cause some trouble here? I can't tell where they're at.
You're talking about the Dolphins.
Yeah.
All right. If you want my theory here, so there were a lot of Dolphins players that were supposed to be shipped out at the trade deadline, right? There's nowhere to go. They were all excited to go. In fact, Jalen Phillips, defensive end, put out a statement, and I'm paraphrasing. Yeah. He was traded to the Eagles for Miami. He said it was the greatest thing that's ever happened.
To leave Miami.
To leave Miami right now. Kimmy, I would think that those guys that are left behind.
Yeah. Like, are they playing for anything?
No, you're pissed. Like, you don't want to be here. You thought you were gone. What's the motivation to go out and play? I would think that benefits the Bills.
Like, is the pride gone at this point? I don't know.
That's a good question. All right, so the Bills have 9 games left. They are essentially a half game back of the division lead. You see the Patriots again. So right now, the Bills control their own destiny for the AFC East, right? As long as they win the AFC East. There has been a theory the last couple of weeks.
What is it, theory?
We spoke about it on the show a few times. The reason the Bills have looked so out of sorts at times this year is they are built only to build Kansas City.
But that doesn't seem like a logical thing to rest a whole team, a season on one team.
Well, the theory would be up until we see Kansas City in the regular season,
we
know that we have enough talent to pull things back and beat other teams. And the one or two losses that we will take until we see Kansas City are better than the loss we will take to Kansas City in the regular season.
Okay. All right.
And that theory has led to the belief that the Bills are hiding things, holding things back.
Top secret.
Exactly. Until they see Kansas City, in which, blah, it's now out on the table. Mm. Right? And that is an interesting idea. Like you said, potentially sacrificing games for top seed positioning. Are you ready for some numbers?
I am ready. I love numbers.
Last year after the Bills played Kansas City, they went 4-2, but the second loss was a meaningless loss last game of the year. So they had one loss after Kansas City. 2023, after they played Kansas City, they went 4-0.
Oh.
2022, after they played
Kansas City. Wait, let me guess. They did good.
8-2.
8-2?
8-2.
Wow.
They unleashed the full potential.
You got it. In the games that matter, in the last 3 years, the Bills are 16-3. After they play the Kansas City Chiefs.
So once they get over the KC hump.
Well, no, that tells me the theory that they are holding stuff back going into the Kansas City game might be legitimate.
All right.
So if that's the case from this game on.
Cake.
Well, no, not cake. Everything is on the table.
Yeah.
All right. And it seems to work for them.
This is the best it's going to be.
I mean, Kimmy, statistically, that makes sense, right? Like, that has to be the case. How do you have such a great record after you play Kansas City? I would love to see, I should have looked this up, what the record before Kansas City is every single year, because you have at least 2 losses in every year before you see Kansas City.
Yeah.
They were 5-4 at one point.
Yeah, but it's interesting to me, though, just with the way the first part of the season went, that you would still have that mentality. Because remember, in the beginning, Kansas City wasn't looking like much. And you think the Bills were still holding back at that point.
You knew that they were hurt. You knew that they eventually were. And they were still, it's not like they were getting blown out by teams. You know what I mean? I mean, look, that's also a good question. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I mean,
I guess my point is, at that point in the season, you didn't really know who you were going to have to beat. You didn't know if it was going to be Kansas City. You didn't know if it was going to be the Ravens, you know? You didn't know the way the season was going to shake out.
Okay, but you knew the teams you were going to have to play
that
could potentially be those teams. You get what I'm saying?
But you were willing to take a loss to the Patriots.
Okay, I don't.
For Kansas City.
I think that's one of those divisional. We handed the game to them.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. I look at Atlanta as more of that game. Yeah. Like, all right, well, we're willing to sacrifice that one. Now, here's the thing.
All right.
If the idea is they were hiding things from Andy Reid, head coach of the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Right now, we're in good shape. After Miami, you have a whole bunch of teams that could be good. Like, we don't know if they're good.
All right.
Tampa Bay's first in their division, but they've played some weird games.
Mm.
Right?
Okay.
The Texans are in a bad way, but they have enough talent on their roster to be potentially dangerous. Pittsburgh is in first place. They've looked great some weeks. They've looked terrible some weeks.
Right.
The point I'm getting at is every game you have for the rest of the season, you should be favored in, depending on how the bookies want to try and take people's money, mm-hmm. up until you get to New England on December 14th.
Okay. So it's looking good.
Yeah. Maybe. Possibly.
That's a good betting tip right there.
What's that?
That logic you just laid out for bettors, like after the Kansas City game.
Don't take that. Don't. No.
I'm not saying throw all your money in there, but that's a good. That's a good tip.
It's too much pressure. It's too much pressure for me.
Too late now, Tommy already said it. No. Everybody's putting their money.
It's a Pat Duffy lock.
No, it's not. Stop. There is no lock. There is no giant lock. No, because like today we're going to talk about this later with your picks. The Bills are 9.5-point favorites against the Dolphins on the road.
Yeah.
Right.
But you said the Dolphins are in really bad shape. I mean, they just burnt the head coach of the Heat's house down.
Did you see that story?
That dude, he drove home to that.
Yeah.
So the head coach of the Heat.
Eric Spoelstra, head coach of the Heat.
He's just pulling up to his fancy house in his fancy gated community, and it is roasting, man.
Yeah, I mean, how pictures don't look great.
How bad do his neighbors hate him? Did they not call that in?
Right?
How about when you see the house is on fire and he has the Heat logo on his mailbox? Tonight on Miami Heat.
252-WCMF. Again, with this Chiefs game in the rearview mirror, the rest of the season moving forward, in the last three seasons, the Bills are 16-2 in games that matter after they play the Kansas City Chiefs. So with all the information I have laid out on you, do we believe right now? Is this team capable of doing what Bills teams in the past have not done? Do you believe with what we have?
I think as long as you have Josh Allen, I'm always going to think there's a chance.
Okay. No, but I'm not asking, is there a chance? Yeah. I'm asking, do you believe it happens? Because we know this roster now, too. The trade deadline has come and gone. Short of, like, some, you know, busted old free agent, they're not going to be able to add any more talent.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't go chase anything.
Yeah.
Right.
They don't have the money.
Which tells me.
Well, they didn't go chase anything, and it felt like they wanted to. They just couldn't.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's not
like it's not like they were like, no, we're good. We think we got the keys to success here. It was like, well, you know, we tried to make some stuff happen, and nothing happened.
But you were saying, I'm sorry.
No, I mean, this is the year. It's supposed to be the year.
No, okay. I'm not asking.
We say that every year.
Yes,
though.
I'm asking, do you believe right now
that
this team will do what the Josh Allen, Sean McDermott teams of the past have not done?
Get to the Super Bowl.
Or win. Do you believe right now they will do that?
Well, is everybody going to be healthy?
Do you believe? It's a yes or no question.
I don't know who's standing in their way, put it that way.
So let's talk about that.
All right.
Who is standing in front of the Bills?
Patriots? Well, you got the Eagles coming
up?
No. Shifted a little bit. I'm talking about like who they may have to get past to get there.
All right, let's break this down. All right. Patriots are in the lead for the division. Does that team scare you?
Well, all of a sudden, they're pretty goddamn good.
So, yes.
You say, and you hate that coach.
Okay, you don't. Yeah.
But that coach knows what he's doing.
No, he doesn't. So, are you scared by the Patriots?
Well, they're good.
Again, it's a yes or no question.
I think they're good.
So, yes, you're scared of the Patriots.
A little bit.
Bitch. Kimmy, are you scared of the Patriots?
No, I think they're going to beat them the second time around.
The Colts have the number one seed in the AFC right now. Are you scared of a Colts playoff game?
Colts are looking pretty good.
They got that Dart kid.
No, that's the Giants, you idiot. God, you are so bad at this.
Where's
no, the
Dart?
Colts.
Where's
the
Dart?
Giants. How are you so bad at this?
Wait, confused. You got to play the Giants?
No, we don't.
He's confusing Daniel Jones.
I know what he's doing.
Well, they all kind of look the same.
They kind of do.
All these young
quarterback. Daniel Jones looks nothing.
Well, you put a helmet on, they all look the same to me, man.
Okay.
The only one that's different is Josh because he's like 6'10".
Denver, after last night's win, is now a game better than the Bills at the moment. Are the Denver Broncos a roadblock? They could win that division.
Well,
then.
They played the Bills tough last year. Was it last year?
In the playoffs.
Yeah, it was last year.
Yeah.
And they sacked that quarterback, what, like six times last night?
And it's not a team that the Bills see all that often, which always makes me nervous.
But they also beat the Raiders that suck.
Yeah, I mean, they've beat a lot of bad teams, and they've beat them tight. So you got teams behind us. You talk about the Chiefs, right? They're 5-4, but who the hell knows?
Yeah.
The Ravens currently sit outside the playoff picture. Actually, both the Chiefs and the Ravens are outside the playoff picture right now. But the Ravens have gotten healthy. They looked great last week.
I don't
want
to play them again.
Okay. So you're afraid of those?
Based on how the first time went.
So you're afraid of those teams?
You got to be afraid of Baltimore.
I don't think any team's a lock. I don't want to play any of them, but...
Well, you have to play somebody.
No, I know.
You can't just be like, oh, playoff start,
but,
Super
but
Bowl.
But none of them look like a definite, I'll take that one over the other.
Well, who's the best quarterback in the league?
Josh Allen.
You think so?
Yeah.
What about Lamar?
I like Lamar.
Well, Lamar is hot.
He was hurt a little bit, so...
When he's on, I think he's unstoppable.
No, I like...
And you got Derrick Henry.
I like Lamar. Okay, but again, like they beat that team opening night.
They beat that
team in the playoffs
last
year.
But goddamn, they had to pull it out of you-know-what at the end
to
do it.
Look, the Bills have a good record in the playoffs against the Ravens. They've never lost to Lamar in the playoffs.
Right.
They beat him twice at home.
It is weird that guy gets gassed in the playoffs.
Who's that, Lamar?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, I don't think it's just Lamar. I think that Sean McDermott does a really good job of confusing everybody on that Ravens defense.
Right.
Or offense. So, I'm going to lay out in front of you right now.
All right.
The team you don't want to see in the playoffs, and we'll take the Chiefs out of it, Chiefs and Ravens, because we've known them before. Mm. All right. Patriots, Colts, Broncos. You can wipe one team. You don't have to see them in the playoffs. Which one of those teams scares you the most?
In the playoffs.
In the playoffs.
Probably the Colts, because they got the best record.
They seem like they have a lot of weapons, and I don't know.
Yeah, they got that dart kid they brought in from the Giants.
None of it.
With our defense struggling with injuries way more than our offense, that would make me nervous.
I feel like the Colts are the ones I'd want to see the most.
Yeah?
I
want to see the Colts the most. Like, the divisional games, I don't want any divisional games in the playoffs, minus that Patriots game where they played a perfect game. Like, that Dolphins divisional game a couple years ago was tight, and that was with a third-string quarterback.
So you think they would do better against the Colts?
I do. I think that the Colts... They're having a lot of success, and they're playing great and everything. I think now, like, when you're in the deep water, there's a saying, and I love this saying.
What's that?
The Bills will drag you into the deep water and drown you there. They want to play a close, scary...
Terrible thing to say about
that. But that's just it. The Bills play close games.
All right.
The Bills do not blink. The Bills have no problem with a two-point lead, running the clock down with 7 minutes left, and kicking a field goal and going, all right, go.
Right.
I think they can drown the Colts.
All right.
I don't know about the Broncos.
Let's go kill some ponies.
Look, I know it doesn't feel like it right now, but this may be the best situation the Bills have ever been in playoff picture-wise of the McDermott era, because the teams that you've struggled with in the playoffs, Kansas City, Cincinnati, Baltimore, they're down right now. The teams ahead of you, like we just said, are new to success. They may not be able to close the door on you in the regular season. The Bills showed against Kansas City they have the talent. They are forged in fire, battle-tested. I don't know about you guys, but I feel pretty damn good right now.
Yeah, but everybody's not healthy.
Yeah, but you're...
all these injuries.
Look, if there's one team we get to play where you have to deal with these injuries, which we'll talk about during Tommy's picks, I'll take Miami.
Okay.
I mean, it's on the road. It's not
ideal. When are these guys going to be ready? Like, is Oliver out for good?
Until the Super Bowl.
God damn.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Go play ball.
Tape it up.
Shut up.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.